Hello, ladies, and welcome to day two of the Money Honey Challenge. Well done for yesterday's work. And today, now that you're in control of your money, we're going to really amp things up today and set powerful money intentions that are right for you. You see, I'm not a big fan of setting 5K, 10K, or 20K a month goals just because everyone else seems to be doing this, or it seems to be the right thing to aim for. However, I'm certainly a big fan of setting a purposeful financial goals. You see, money loves purpose. When there's a bigger purpose behind your financial goals, and when you combine this with faith and work towards achieving those goals, the money has no choice. It has to show up. So, here is what we're going to do today. By completing today's worksheet, I will guide you to number one, start really opening your mind to possibilities, think big, and get in touch with your desires. There's huge power in our desires. It's the essence of life, wanting to literally express itself through us. In other words, whatever you truly, truly desire, but not because somebody else wants you to do it or it's right thing to do, but because you truly desire it, those are really God's or universe's desires. It wants to experience itself through you, through the things you want to have, see, experience, through how you want to grow. It wants to expand through you. So your desires are totally valid and totally there for you. The universe wants you to have all you desire. So then what we're going to do, you'll incorporate your desires into your monthly budget. So you'll create your ideal monthly budget. This way, you know exactly how much money you'll need to make, not only to meet your basic needs, but also live abundant, fulfilled month. And here's just a little note on your ideal monthly budget when you'll go through that exercise. Remember to include the little things that you really, really want. For instance, you might have a cleaner coming to your house twice a month. But what you really, really want is to have them around your house twice a week. So incorporate these ideal spendings into your ideal monthly budget. Okay, and then number three, what we're going to do is then we'll turn these desires into powerful intentions. You see, there's still a difference between something we desire and something we intend. For instance, I might desire to take my family to Paris this month. I might really, really want it, but I turn my desire into a powerful intention only when I declare, right, I'm taking my family to Paris this month, no matter what. That's what I choose. And let's say I haven't got all the money for that trip right now. But I simply decide. I make my desire simply non-negotiable. I shift my mindset from, oh, it would be nice, but I can't afford it, to, right, I'm making this happen. How can I afford it? How can I make this happen? And the shift in attitude, of course, is incredibly powerful. Your mind is very, very powerful. Do not underestimate it. And then, of course, I'll start to plan. I'll block time in the diary for the trip. I'll research the flights, accommodation, experiences, etc. So there's no room for guesswork. And then, of course, the last bit of today's work is to write a list of actions that you can take towards making it happen. Of course, action is incredibly important when working on powerful money intentions. It's the receiving part of money manifesting, if you like. And when you write your list of action steps, please do not be too concerned about the outcome of each specific action. But simply trust that all in all, you will achieve your goal. You just do your bit, that's it. So, to give you an example how this works, I'd like to finish this introduction audio with a story of mine, with something very personal. when I put all of these principles into actions for something that was at the time huge for me. So in early 2006, I completed my NLP practitioner training, and I simply fell in love with the teachings and the entire field of NLP. You see, during those 7 days of life training, I shed all the emotional baggage I managed to accumulate by then. I got rid of all the self-doubt. I got really, really empowered. And basically, I felt like I arrived. And I thought, blimey, this is my work. I simply must share these tools with others. So I decided that I was going to get trained to the highest level so I can start my training and coaching business and start providing accreditation NLP trainings. But there was just one catch. The final part of the training took place in Sydney on the other side of the world. And I needed close to £20,000 to cover all the tuition fees, accommodations, etc. So, no, of course I didn't have £20,000 lying under my mattress. But I decided. And I booked a flight to Sydney on my credit card. Now, of course, at that point, I had no clue how was I going to make it happen. But I knew that I had to make it happen. So I tried various things. I tried business loans. That didn't work. I tried personal loans. That didn't work because I already had a loan to help my family. But that's another story. So I tried everything. And at the end, I decided to sell my house to fund my studies and business startup. So yes, I sold my house. And the money arrived just on time so I could complete all the training. And of course, the rest is history. But here is the interesting bit. 1 month after I sold my house, the market crashed. And what it means that should I not sell my house, I would be stuck in that property for years to come and in negative equity. And while the house was nice, but it wasn't the area I wanted to live in. So while it's true that I practically lost my roof, you know, over my non-negotiable intention, quote-unquote, but for me, for my particular situation where I was back then, it was the best possible solution. I'm so glad it happened that way. The universe really got my back. And of course, the universe has your back also. We just need to trust and do whatever we can to achieve our dreams. So don't you worry too much about how for now when you're working through today's worksheet. Simply set your powerful intentions. And of course, over the next few days, we are going to work on your mindset and increasing your wealth consciousness right up so you will totally know that achieving your intentions is totally inevitable. So until tomorrow, bye-bye.